The two presidential campaigns are revved up, but they're idling their engines this weekend. The campaigns continue to spar over a TV ad that disparages Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry's service in Vietnam. So while those charges and countercharges work themselves out, we would like to talk about some of the other candidates and races that could change the nation's political landscape. Helping us sort out these questions is NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin. Ken, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
What's going on in the Nader campaign? Any impact that he might have on the presidential vote is absolutely predicated on how many states he's going to be on the ballot.
That's correct. But, you know, he was on 43 states in 2000, yet the only reason we're still talking about Ralph Nader 4 years later is because of the votes he got in two. In Florida, where he got 97,000 votes, in a state that George W. Bush only won by 537 votes, and in New Hampshire, where the difference between the Gore Bush vote was less than what Nader got. So Nader only made a real difference in two states. Right now, he's only on about six or seven states. But what's fascinating about this is two things. One, the Democrats are spending a fortune to keep him from getting on the ballot, to keep him out of the debates in the fall. Mm-hmm. And Republicans are spending a fortune to get him on the ballot. In Michigan, for example, if Ralph Nader indeed gets on the ballot there, it's because of Republicans who worked to get him on the ballot. And of course, so Republicans say, oh, we're not doing this, you know, to help George W. Bush. But it's clear that both parties know the effect Ralph Nader had in 2000. Otherwise, the parties wouldn't be doing what it's doing now.
Looking at it right now, in the middle of August, how close does the contest for control of the U.S. Senate look?
It's very, very close. Right now, it's, you know, currently it's 51 Republicans, 49 Democrats, including an independent. Of the 34 seats that are up this year, 19 are held by the Democrats. So you think the Democrats have more to lose, and they do in the South. You have five Democratic incumbents in the South retiring. Mm-hmm. This is George W. Bush's strongest region, and obviously the Republicans are hoping to get some gains there. But Democrats also look strong in states like Illinois, where Barack Obama is the clear favorite to win in November. It's a seat that's Republicans retiring there. There are also several other states where Republicans are nervous. In Alaska, Lisa Murkowski got her job by appointment from her father, and that's a big issue in her bid for a full term in November.
What about the House?
Well, there's a lot happening. Of course, you know, there's a Tom DeLay-backed redistricting plan in Texas that many Republicans feel could net them five, six, or seven seats in November. We just saw the specter of Rodney Alexander, a congressman from Louisiana, switching from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party at the last minute. A lot has to do with potential coattails in November, you know, the change of events with the economy or the war. But for right now, the Republicans look like they're going to keep their majority, both in the Senate and the House, especially in the House, because of redistricting.
Republican convention starts next week. Could you tap right now someone who has potential stardom the way Barack Obama clearly seemed to enrapture so many people at the Democratic convention?
That's a good question. Barack Obama clearly not only got the Democrats very excited, but he has a lot of Republican support as well in Illinois. I don't think the Republican keynoter, who's going to be Zell Miller, the nominal Democrat retiring senator from Georgia, is going to have the same star power, because obviously he's leaving the stage as Barack Obama is entering. But, you know, you still have, you know, that George W. Bush cannot run again after this year. So a lot of people are already looking at 2008, and people like either Mitt Romney or Chuck Hagel, the senator from Nebraska, or even Jeb Bush. There are a lot of people talking about Republicans for 2008. It's not too soon to be thinking about 2008.
Ken Rudin, NPR's political editor. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.